on your smartphone
from the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM
with the latest news for Kent at one. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
It's been revealed thousands of children in Kent and Medway haven't had the flu vaccine. More than 42,000 2- and 3-year-olds in the county are eligible for the nasal spray, but fewer than 10,000 have had it. Health bosses are urging parents to make sure toddlers are protected. Dr. John Rodriguez looks after immunisation in the county.
That's still an awful lot yet to have the vaccine. And what I'd say to parents is don't wait to be called by your GP. Just make an appointment and ask for the vaccine.
Inflation has risen to its highest level in nearly 6 years. Official figures show the Consumer Prices Index rose to 3.1% last month, with airfares and computer games having the biggest impact. Officials in England are proposing a big change to how organ donation is dealt with to help save lives. The government's consulting on an opt-out rather than an opt-in scheme in England, something that already happens in Wales. Jessica Harris is a dialysis patient who's waiting for a kidney transplant.
Dialysis isn't fun, but it's keeping me going for now. I hadn't even considered organ donation myself until I was in this situation, and until you're in a situation, I don't think people really do consider it, but you can sign up, register and save someone's life.
Scotland's planning to bring in a similar opt-out scheme. Around 140 people in Kent are currently waiting for a transplant, and more than 130 in the county have died waiting for organs in the last 10 years.
KM FM News.
There's a warning to parents after two cases of a potentially life-threatening infection at a Kent nursery. The toddlers who go to Little Angels Day Nursery in Northleat are in hospital with meningococcal disease, which can cause meningitis or sepsis. Antibiotics have been given to those who've had close contact with the children. We've put details of symptoms at kentonline.co.uk. Police have been telling KMFM how they're tackling drink and drug drivers this Christmas, following an increase in deaths on Kent's roads. There have been almost 60 drug drive-related crashes in the past year, including 3 deaths and 16 serious injuries. The number of people killed because of drink driving has also gone up. Police say more drivers could take risks this month because of festive celebrations. Here's Officer Marcel Bibby.
No one ever thinks that it'll ever happen to them, you know, the worst case scenario. And you've got the old mindset of people think even after 2 pints or a joint or whatever that they're still all right to drive and not truly understand the effects of what impairment can do to you.
A woman's been cut free by firefighters and taken to hospital following a crash on the A2. 5 cars are thought to have been involved in the collision on the coastbound carriageway at Lydon just before 9 this morning. The road's now been reopened. The freezing weather's damaged the Eurotunnel's power supply, with passengers warned of delays of up to 6 hours. They're being told to cancel or change bookings for services between Folkestone and Calais. Drivers are also being warned of icy conditions on the roads.
This is KM FM.
Despite Christmas being just days away, a Kent hospice is urging us not to donate gifts for any children they care for. Demelza near Sittingbourne say they're overwhelmed with thousands of presents every December, but it can take months to distribute them all. Chief exec Ryan Campbell hopes people can support the charity in other ways.
If people did want to fundraise over the Christmas period, did want to make a donation, and I can promise that would be so well used and used for the things that the families desperately and critically need.
The charity spends around £8 million a year on care. A letter written by Charles Dickens about a train crash in Kent he survived has sold for more than £5,000 at auction. The famous author helped some of those injured and recovered bodies from the wreckage when the train derailed in Staplehurst. The letter, which was written in 1865 on stationery from his home at Gadshill Place in Higham, describes the impact it had on him.
Sport. With Dino PlumbingKent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham's FA Cup second round replay against Carlisle tonight has been postponed. Molly's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, the match has been put off because of a frozen pitch at the League Two side's ground, Brunton Park. They'll now play tomorrow night instead. If they win, they'll face Sheffield Wednesday in the next round. Staying with football, and the Chelsea boss says he's likely to make several changes for tonight's Premier League game at Huddersfield. The champions lost 1-0 at West Ham on Saturday. Kickoff's at 8. And in cricket, England's Alistair Cook says he hasn't made any international retirement plans just yet. The opening batsman will become the first Englishman to play 150 tests when the third Ashes game with Australia starts on Thursday. He resigned as captain earlier this year and will turn 33 later this month.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.